in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, 966 for those who are following along. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, I just want to make it clear from the start, I do not have any chocolate. Or at least, I don't have it here. Can anyone see any chocolate in the church somewhere? Amy? Yeah, you've got good eyes. Well done. Yes, can anyone see right at the back there, just behind the cross? There's some packets of chocolate. Now, Amy, where are you? I want you, no, you just stay there, but I do want you to enjoy that chocolate, yeah? Okay, it's up there, you can see it, just, I want you to enjoy that chocolate. In fact, everybody, I want you to enjoy that chocolate. Can everyone see it? Can everyone see the chocolate? Yeah. Okay, well, I want you to enjoy that chocolate. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you could have anyone you wanted, anyone in the world, who would you spend Christmas with?
Is it only one person?
Whatever you like. Sorry? Family? Very good. With God? Parents? Who's that? Anyone else? Any adults? Who would you like to spend Christmas with if you had any choice at all? Well, let me give you some suggestions. How about these people? Can I have the first picture? Would you like to spend Christmas with Donald Trump? All right, okay, next picture. Who's this? Who? I can never pronounce it. Ariana Grande. She's a singer. Who would like to spend Christmas with her? A couple. Yeah, she's famous. Would you like to spend Christmas with someone famous? All right, next picture. I'm not sure about that. She looks a bit grumpy to me. Who'd like to spend Christmas with the Queen? Yes, couple. Oh, yes, quite a few people. Next picture. Who's this? Who's this? Shout out. Anyone know who this is? Harry Kane, yes. Who would like to spend Christmas? Who's keen on football? You could discuss football all over the Christmas. Who'd like to spend Christmas with him? Oh, not very popular. Queen's much more popular. And lastly, this is Dan's boss. Dan, would you like to spend Christmas with the Archbishop of Canterbury? He would. Who else would like to spend Christmas with the Archbishop of Canterbury? Anchor would. Oh, quite a few people. But what I'm wondering is, who would they like to spend Christmas with? Who would they like to spend Christmas with? Would they like to spend Christmas with you? And my guess is, not particularly. They don't even know who you are. If I sent an invitation to the Queen and said, come and spend Christmas with me, I'd probably get a polite letter. The Queen thanks you for your letter, but no thanks. So, what I want to ask this morning is, who does God want to be with? Who does God want to be with? Okay. Let's think about that. We've been thinking about the meanings of names this morning. But when people give someone a name, I'm not sure that they often really think about what that meaning is, or they want that person to be like that. But sometimes later in your life, people get a nickname because of what they like, because of what they do, because of where they're from, perhaps, or what they look like. When I was at school, we had a lab technician, and he walked like this. He had something wrong with his leg, and perhaps unkindly, he was called Hoppy. Everyone referred to him as Hoppy because he walked like this. Anyone else heard of nicknames? Does anyone confess to having a nickname that they've been given? Loopy Lou. Why is your nickname Loopy Lou? Because you're a bit loopy.
Yeah, and also because my middle name is Louise.
Is?
My middle name is Louise.
Louise, because her middle name is Louise. Loopy Lou here. Well, I won't press the point, but in our reading today, we were told what Jesus' nickname was. Can everyone remember what Jesus' nickname was? Emmanuel. Yes, very good. His nickname was Emmanuel. And what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. It means God with us. So, the answer to my question, who does God want to be with? I think it's he wants to be with us, as you said. He wants to be with you. Now, Jesus is not just a representation or a picture of God. He's not just a wise man or a guru who tells us about God. Jesus is God with us. God is so for you. God so loves you that he chooses to be with you. He so wants to be with us that he gave up all his glory, all his majesty, that place in heaven, and came to be a vulnerable baby. A fragile baby. And he then became a man who lived with us on the earth, sharing our experiences, seeing all the mess and chaos and disorder, all the good stuff as well. He came and was with us as a man. We're not told that following Jesus or being a Christian is easy. But God does promise that he will be with us. And God wants to be with us now and forever. And he wants that so much that he loved us to death, his death, to save us. What does Jesus mean? Do you remember? What did Jesus mean? God, yes. God will save. Jesus loves us so much to death that he saves us from the things that separate us, that stop us being friends with him. Our reading this morning came from the gospel. That's the good news of Matthew, written by Matthew. And he starts his gospel with those words that we read today. And he points out, he lays it down that Jesus is God with us, right at the start of that gospel. Can anyone remember? Does anyone know? What are the last words of that gospel? Does anyone know what the very last words in the gospel are? The gospel, the good news of Matthew. Well, it's this. It's Jesus' words. And he says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. That's what his gospel, that's what the good news was about. God with us. God is about being with us, having friendship with us, having a relationship with us. And he wants to be with you, whether you're worthy or not, whether you love yourself or not, whether you're good enough or not, whether you feel it or not, whether you're happy or sad, in good times, bad times, at home, at work, at school, everywhere, God is, loves to be, and wants to be with you. And what's the proof? What's the proof of that? Well, firstly, we sing that chorus and it talks about the promises of God. God said it. That's the proof. And the sign is a baby born to us who is God with us. Now then, I need some help. I have four people. Amy, do you want to come up as you were good chocolate spotter? Josh, do you want to come up? Alice, Amy, do you want Anna to come up? One more, someone? Yeah, come on in, Jack. Now, what about that chocolate? Have you been enjoying it?
Yeah.
You have? All the way up there. Well, who else? Has anyone been enjoying that chocolate? It's a bit... I'm not sure you can enjoy that chocolate when it's so remote, so far off. You know, it has been written that the purpose of man, why we are here, is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. But how can we enjoy God if he's remote and far off like that chocolate? But the thing is, he's not. He's come to be with us so that we can have friendship with him and enjoy him forever. So, as a sign of God's nearness to us, him being with us, let's bring that chocolate here. Now, what I want you to do is, Jack, can you give Amy one of those? What I want you to do is open it up, and I want you to share that chocolate. Perhaps all the young people first, but everybody, there's quite a lot there. Share it out. You can have several bits yourself, because you've been so helpful coming up, but share it out. Let's go and give it to everybody and taste a bit of chocolate. Can you open it? Can I just have a go? There you are. You open it, pull it out. Josh, shall I do that? There you are. Have some yourself. Shout it out. Now then. So I want you to eat and enjoy this chocolate as a sign that we can be with God and enjoy him because he has chosen to be with us. Amy and the others, do you want to go back in the church a bit and give some of the adults some chocolate as well? Everybody, have a piece. Right, as we're sharing that out, I'm going to pray. Let's pray. A bit of favoritism there, I think. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you want to be with us and have friendship with us. Thank you that you have done everything it takes to be with us, even to being born as a baby and a human to share our life. And Lord, I pray that this Christmas, we will do everything it takes to be with you, to know you, and to follow you. Amen.